Harris, and you're listening to He Said, She Said, the one with books and bros. I am not here with a bro today. I am actually here with Myla Nay, who is one of the greatest gifts the Lord has ever given me. We've been through a lot of books and bros together, actually, so we'll probably talk about that a little bit. This is not really an official setting. I mean, we're in your office.
Sure.
Is it your office, or do you share this office with Cole?
We share it.
So, y'all's office, and yes. We're on an air mattress that I've been sleeping on. And we are, where are we, Lynnae?
We are in Vermilion, South Dakota.
Yes, and we were there earlier this week, and then we weren't here. So why don't you talk about where we were earlier today? Just tell the people where we've been. We've been in the car a lot since I've been here.
Yes, so we started out here in Vermilion, and then we went back to the ranch, which is in the Black Hills, southern Black Hills of South Dakota. Mm-hmm. We took a day and went to Mount Rushmore,
yes.
Not the Grand Canyon.
Did I think all day we were going to the Grand Canyon? Maybe.
And we went to Custer State Park.
Yes.
Took some scenic drives through, like, Wind Cave and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Saw hot springs and drove through Rapid City and whatnot, so We've been everywhere, man. We've been everywhere. Yesterday was ranch day,
yes,
so we drove around in the side-by-side with our trusty steed, Ranger, and got a tour of the ranch and saw cows and more wildlife than we saw in Custer State Park.
We did see one buffalo in Custer State Park.
Yes.
Only his backside, unfortunately. No matter how much I yelled at him, he would not turn around, so there was that.
It's true.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we've been at the ranch just chilling, spending some time on the front porch, stargazing and reading and...
Yep. Ranger is a baby German Shepherd, right?
Yep.
And he had his first bath this week, so I feel like that was also monumental. We've just had a good time. Lynnae is very special to me. I had moved to St. Louis how many years ago? Like 7 years ago? Maybe? 7 or 8.
12-ish.
Yeah, so 8.
Yeah.
And we had been in town visiting prior to actually moving there a couple of times. And Lynnae was telling me today that she spoke to me during those times, but I don't remember this, sadly.
Thank you.
It breaks my heart. She said, thank you.
Unforgettable. Okay. That's not what I am.
Just breaks my heart a little bit or a lot. But I do remember that there was a VBS that we were setting up for when I moved that you really reached out and talked to me and tried to be my friend. But I'm a very stubborn person, and I hated St. Louis. I hated it for months. And I finally got real with the Lord one day, and I told him that I hated St. Louis and I did not have any friends. And I just remember that he impressed upon me so strongly that I was wrong and that I did have a friend, that he was trying to send me one in Lynnae. And so I had her over to dinner, and we had some very crumbly enchiladas,
which I proceeded to accidentally throw all over the floor while trying to cut them, and was super embarrassed and like, these people are never going to invite me to their house again.
Yeah, you and Lexi.
But we survived.
We survived, and Lynnae is one of the best friends that I've ever had. And we love music, and we love musicals, and we love missions, and we love books, and we love the Lord,
theater.
And we love each other. Yes, theater. Taco enthusiasts. Yes, no more enchiladas. Those crumble, we've learned. We stick with the tacos. But when I look back over my life, there are maybe only two other people that the Lord has spoken to me so specifically. He'll tell me that people need me, but rarely does he tell me that I'm going to need somebody. And I did need Lynnae, and I still need her. And this has been the most glorious week out in the country, looking at the buffalo butts when we happened to finally find one.
Okay.
Yes, you try. So one of the things we wanted to talk about here, though, and it involves my blog and it involves our current living situation and all of that, is that when I met Lynnae, she confessed to me that she had a crush, which, now that I know her, is like a very rare, I still am kind of laughing, it's not very you to go ahead and tell a stranger that, but obviously the Lord ordained this friendship anyway, so we weren't strangers. But why don't you kind of talk to us about that, and more specifically how you handled it, because I think maybe we could all learn a little bit from the way that you handled your crush, personally. We'll see.
So I had just graduated from college and took a vacation before starting my job full time. My dad and I both work for PPH, and he just happened to be coming to South Dakota's camp meeting to sell books, so I thought I'd tag along and see Mount Rushmore and whatnot, and met Cole and his family, and hit it off with them, mostly with his sister. Mm-hmm. Cole was kind of standoffish.
Yes.
For a lot of it, but one of the things I vividly remember about, like, that week and knowing him was during a worship service, just, like, seeing him up towards the front with his hands raised and tears streaming down his face while he was worshiping, and I just was really impressed by him, even in that first week mm-hmm. of knowing him. Had a few more chances to meet them, to interact with his family over the next few months, and within a few months I had a pretty hard crush on him. He made it very clear that he was not interested in dating.
Can I interrupt? Because I remember this day. I feel like you were, like, not instant messaging. Maybe instant messaging. It doesn't matter. I just remember the time that you told me that he said very clearly that he was not interested in a relationship, and he definitely wasn't interested in a long-distance one. It was, like, branded, if you will, into my mind. Not a good day.
See what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so he definitely was not interested in a long-distance relationship, and it was good, great fun. So, yeah, I liked him for probably a year and a half before he changed his mind, mm-hmm. I guess. And in that time, I just decided somewhere along the way that it was not going to happen and that I had been focusing too much on relationships and things like that, and made up in my mind that I was going to never going to find anyone. I was going to be alone, but it was totally fine. I was fine with it. I was okay with it, and was going to be super involved in church and going to be successful in my career and be the fun aunt that, like, took the kids on vacations and trips and went to the zoo and spoiled my nieces and nephews, and I know this was one thing that stuck out to you that we were talking about, was I put away my, like, Christian fiction for a while and was just mm-hmm. like, I am not gonna keep encouraging this while I'm trying to focus on the Lord and all of these things. Ironically enough, the Lord has a great sense of humor, and after that, it seemed like multiple people just, like, came into my life
yes.
out of nowhere and started, so we started talking, I started talking to some different people. I was still talking to Cole, but we were just friends, and I'd kind of given up hope of that mm-hmm. ever being anything else. And one day, probably with the help of his mother and sister, mm-hmm. Cole realized that I was, quote, in a male-rich environment, unquote, yeah. in St. Louis, and decided to make his intentions known by sending me flowers signed, surprise, guess who? It was a surprise, and I did not know who.
So and his intentions were not made known because he did not put a name to them.
It's true. So maybe if you're taking notes tonight, don't do that. I mean, it was cute, and it's a great part of the story,
yes,
but...
Yes, beautiful part yes. of the story.
But anyway, so after that, just mm-hmm. kind of tried the long-distance thing. I had to adjust some of my expectations
yeah.
in terms of, you know, he was out on a ranch or starting a new job and things like that, and is just not, even to this day, not a big texter.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes would not talk to me as much as I would have
yeah.
loved, but I feel really blessed. I know that the Lord brought him into my life, and it's just,
yeah.
it's been great.
It's been great. It's kind of beautiful. And it's not kind of beautiful, it is beautiful. And next week on the podcast, we're actually going to hear the story from Cole's perspective, which I'm super excited about. I know from my perspective, it was really beautiful to watch, and not just the part about the love story unfolding, but just the integrity with which you handled that whole situation and the intention that you put into your family and your friends and your faith and building your career and still being a friend to Cole, but not chasing after him. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm still super proud of that. You did not chase after him, but as the story goes, you did ultimately marry him and leave me. So there is that, which we are grateful for and sometimes still devastated by. why don't you talk to us about what you've learned in the last 5 years? There have been a lot of changes. Obviously, we are not linking arms and skipping through the streets of the city anymore. There's a lot more wheat. Did you tell me it was wheat?
Yes.
I thought it was corn. It wasn't.
Not corn.
Not corn. Definitely wheat.
We've seen a lot of corn today.
We have seen a lot of corn today. But there were a lot of changes that you went through. So what have you learned during the past 5 years of marriage and life out here? Life without me.
Marriage. I think one thing that continually terrifies me and also just like makes me laugh is just how averse to change I am. And I'm very fearful / anxious. Prior to getting married and moving to South Dakota, I had lived in the same like 5-mile radius my whole life, mm-hmm. gone to the same church my whole life, the same school, worked at the same job from high school until I got married. And so I was very, you know, change averse. Since moving here, I've had 3 jobs, and I'm gonna have to start job hunting for another one because we're moving. I've had to move from South Dakota and then across the state again because my husband started law school on the complete opposite side of the state. So we moved over here, and it's just been interesting kind of letting go and trusting God that he is going to work all these things out and he does have a plan. We talked about your blog a little bit, and that was kind of how I knew you. I still can't remember exactly how I discovered it originally, but it was momentswithmelinda.blogspot.com if anybody would like to go and read the treasures that are posted there. But there's a couple of blogs in there. I still go back and read them, but there's a couple that specifically kind of jump out in my mind thinking about trying to adjust to change or deal with, you know, fears or anxiety. One is Better Roses, which is one of your least favorite mm-hmm. ever. but it basically just talks about how, you know, sometimes we hold on to things and the Lord is just asking us to give it to him and we don't realize it, but when we do, he has something better for us. And that I've seen to be true. You know, every time that I've been so anxious and worried about starting a new job or moving or what comes next, he's just opened so many doors. And looking back now, for example, the job that I'm in right now, I was terrified / upset because I loved the job that I had before, even though that one I was initially terrified to start. And now it makes me sad to think about leaving the job and the people here. But I know that the Lord has a plan and he has an open door. Another one, you and I had talked about this one earlier this week, was about Prince Charming and not putting your trust in princes.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Cole is my Prince Charming and has, he's so great. You know, that didn't complete me. It, if anything, showed me a lot of deficiencies in myself and forced me to kind of look at myself and work on me. And again, brought me closer to the Lord, hopefully. And then this blog constantly comes back at me, and it's called Summertime Stronger on your blog, is the title of that blog. But we were talking about this one.
We were talking about this one today.
Yes. So Melinda was reading listening to the audiobook of the Left Behind series while doing math homework, and there is a Ben something who is having a terrible time and like has lost several family members, and then there is a Buck.
Probably.
These are the official titles given to them by Melinda in that blog. So if there are any
people who have read
the books and know the name of these bros, hit Melinda up and we can clarify this. But anyway, so these two are having a conversation, and Ben mm-hmm. is just devastated, and Buck asks him, "What do you know?" And he says that he that began the good work in me will be faithful to the completion of it. And I think of that line specifically in that blog all the time, just because there's so many times where I'm like, I have no idea how this is going to work out. I have no idea what direction my life is going. I wanted, you know, this nice straight path and have it all planned out, and it's nothing like that. But then that line just pops in my head, and I remember, he who began this work is going to be faithful to the completion of it. And looking back, he has never failed to be faithful yet. Yeah. And I don't think that he ever will. He's just awesome.
That is true. Tonight in the car, I was thinking about a memory. We have a famous memory, Lene and I and another one of our friends, of us sitting in the driveway. We love to sit in the car and sing. And we were sitting in my driveway, and we were singing, I think, if you ask me how I'm doing, I would say I'm doing just fine. Do you know what I'm talking about? No matter what I say, I'm not over you. And we were singing it in, like, three-part harmony. And things have changed for all of us since that time. It was a long time ago. Sometimes I like to remind the Lord that there were three people singing in that car, and only two of them are happily married. Not to each other, but it's fine. But tonight, we were driving home. We've been in the car, like, 7 hours, I think. And there were all these fireflies everywhere. And it was really beautiful. And Lene started singing Never Enough from The Greatest Showman. So I was singing with her because we've been doing that all week. And then unexpectedly, Cole, who had been studying for the bar exam, started singing from the back seat. And it just made me tear up. Just made me super emotional, because he does start good works and he does finish them. And I know that we're not sure what tomorrow looks like sometimes, or the next day, or the next month, but I know that he gave us each other, and I know that we're better together, and I know that he's going to continue to keep and provide and bless and send us on new adventure after new adventure. So this is where we're going to end. Lene and I did, as we are known to do, sing a little something. We're not going to try to do it again.
Nope.
We're just going to have Nathaniel cut that and put that in there. He's going to be a gem. Unless he doesn't cut that and put that in there, and then you'll just know that he's not a gem. He's going to fix it. He'll fix it. Do you have any final words, Lene?
Just how lucky I am that you listened to the Lord, because I needed a friend too, and I'm so thankful for you, and thankful for the things that your blog taught me before I knew you, and the things and the conversations that we've had since becoming friends, and the fact that you didn't give up on me, and you've been intentional about our friendship, even though I'm 1,000 miles away now. So just thankful for you and for our friendship.
I love you.
Love you. Take me back to the Black Hills. The Black Hills of Dakota, to the beautiful Indian country that I love. Lost my heart in the Black Hills of Dakota, where the pines are so high that they kiss the sky above. And when I get that lonesome feeling, and I'm miles away from home, I hear the voice of the mystic mountains calling me back home. So take me back to the Black Hills of Dakota, to the beautiful Indian country that I love.
Let's all keep letting Jesus pick out our friends. He does the best job. Let's keep singing, keep striving towards the mark. That's striving twice. For those of you who missed it the first time, let's keep wrapping up our podcast, even though really we've been laughing a lot, and there were many bloopers, and let's all be better together.
You've been listening to He Said, She Said, the one with Books and Bros. Hopefully something you've heard made you smile, inspired you to think, or called you nearer to a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Thank you for taking time. Thank you for making space. We'll catch you next week, same time, same place.